News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. So it is 2:23 p.m. You got a caller on the line already. Oh, it's Brian from Huntsville. Hey, line three, Brian, hey, how you doing today, man?
Mighty fine, and I was sitting there listening to the introduction of the Triple Dipper, and I was sitting there thinking, when a book that you loved that the movie disappointed in, I was sitting there the whole time thinking you were going to say Starship Troopers. And you did, because otherwise I was going to call in and say that, because Robert Anson Heinlein, that was a very conservative book, and I read it back in the mid-70s as a pseudo-kid. And that's part of what got me to join the military and the Army.
No kidding. Yeah, it was a great book, but that movie was just left something to be desired. I mean, they just lost all the flavor of the book.
Yeah, it did, and it was a fluff piece. It didn't concern the conservative aspects and everything. So if you just watch it on its own, yeah, okay, fine. But other than that, thank you for being on the balance on everything. You have a good one.
Hey, take care, man. All right. Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting that he would say that that Brian says that he actually joined the military because of the book. I remember being fired up about it because I got kind of inspired thinking, what would future paratroopers be like? That's kind of cool, you know. But nonetheless, oh man, that movie. Good Lord. Copper, did you ever see the movie or read the book?
I haven't seen the movie, but the book's been on my list for a while. I love Heinlein.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's a good read. I mean, I recommend, and like I said in my monologue, I'm not a big sci-fi reader, but that one, of course, it came to me from a friend too, and I was like, okay, I'll check it out. But wow, it was the movie. Wow. Anyway, phones are ringing again, so I'll give Copper a second to answer that and just tell you guys, by the way, listen, if you find yourself getting outside of the overly broad range of our AM-FM capability, then just know it don't matter. You can go, no matter where you are in the big wide world, to the World Wide Web, and like I always tell folks, just click on rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. And I always tell folks, go to the Listen Live option, and no matter where you is, there we is. So, yeah. That's how we have so many listeners that, you know, call in from out of state. We had one the other week from North Carolina that took us on vacation basically. And that's just cool. So thank you for that. Thank you for this audience. Thank you for the honor of listening to us, even when you're not like driving around with the radio on close to home. Streaming it live online is certainly one of your options. All our podcasts are on there. We celebrated last Friday when we were over 50,000 downloads on the podcast, and we got a whole bunch of other stuff on there. But please, check it out. That's rightsideradio.org. Got another caller on line four, so let me grab that real quick. Is it Dub from Hartsell? How you doing today?
I'm doing great, man.
Good. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to know why you didn't like Heinlein's idea about citizenship only for veterans or those who serve in some way, because I'm going to tell you the truth. I read that when I was a young man, too, and to this day, I think it's a great idea to have skin in the game. And to tell you, I'm not a veteran, so I would be losing rights were that to be enacted.
Yeah, I mean, great point, but because of the Constitution. I mean, Dub, I mean, citizenship can't be based upon having done something per se. It's more along the lines of it is a vested right. And if we start stripping it away and saying you have to meet certain qualifications, then I can just tell you they're going to make certain qualifications to be there for gun ownership or free speech or whatever else. So I would just say that, constitutionally, that I feel like citizenship goes down a certain road. I mean, you have to come here correct way. You have to go through the steps to become a citizen in the legal process, but if you're born here, if you're a citizen of the United States, you're a citizen, period. So, yeah.
Okay, now, I get where you're coming from under the Constitution, but let's just say the founders had put that in the Constitution.
Well, I mean, if they had, then we'd just be living with it. I mean, but they didn't.
Okay. I get where you're coming from on it as a constitutional basis, but I just think for a country, you know, especially in the situation we're in, and I'm highly conservative on this, that we have a problem because we have citizens who don't have enough skin in the game.
And sometimes don't even recognize what skin in the game should mean, if any. I mean, they.
Right.
Yeah, I get it. They take it all for granted. Hey, Dub, great call, man. Appreciate you. We're up against the break. So that was Dub from Hartsell. Hey, Dub, thanks so much. Be a part of the audience more. Just call in anytime. But listen, he's got a great point. It's kind of cool when you recognize that folks have got some skin in the game. But that is not the constitutional mandate for citizenship. It's not something that's statutorily provided for in any way either. Do I think the military service has been good for me? Yeah, I do. I think it's been good for my family. I mean, some folks would say just the opposite for their own experiences, but I personally believe that it is, in many ways, some of the more defining moments of my life came in some form of uniformed service. And, you know, but then again, you know, my wife, who is every bit the patriot as I am, who held the, you know, helped the keep the home fires burning and doing things while I was overseas, she didn't serve in the military, but boy, she earned every bit the kudos that that any veteran should. And I think that would be said by a lot of people. And then you got folks who, you know, may be in some way incapacitated, unable to serve. So you can't condition it on that. But nonetheless, those who have served, those who elected, who volunteered to serve, those who went and did things that were out of the norm, whether they were in a war zone or not, we honor them as a country. Yesterday was a big part of that. All right, folks, we'll talk about it more when I get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.